is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The church learned a long time ago that people need a way to get ready to come close to a mystery like the Incarnation, the mystery we call Christmas. So the church set aside 4 weeks as a season of preparation. On the first Sunday of Advent, we remembered the prophets who pointed the way to Bethlehem. On the second Sunday, we remembered the Holy Family who invite us to walk with them on the road to new life. On the third Sunday of Advent, we remembered the shepherds and the joyful song of the angels. Today, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we remember the Magi, the wise men who followed a star all the way to Bethlehem. Even though they don't arrive until after Christmas, remembering the Magi now reminds us not to lose hope, no matter where we are on our journey. We light all four Advent candles. O Emmanuel, Jesus Christ,
desire of the world, Savior of all peoples, come and dwell among us. Beloved in Christ, in this season of Advent, let it be our care and delight to prepare our hearts and minds for the mystery of the Incarnation and the coming of our Savior, who was and is to come.
Amen.
Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. What we're doing next, for those of you who are expecting us to be in the church and having a much more traditional fourth Sunday of Advent, instead, we are here with our Las Posadas celebration. I know that it is crowded, but there now that people are sitting down, you might be able to see where there are seats. If you need to grab a seat, please do so. But if you are a child or a parent of a child who would like to be in the procession, that is what we are also asking you to do. So you can see that we are going to be moving with the Holy Family as they are trying to find a place for the baby Jesus to be born. Suzanne, any other words? Oh, there's music in here. If you like to read the music, the score, that is on the first couple of pages on 3 and 4. And it's in Spanish, and it has the music. If that's a little much for you, as it is for me, to try to process all of that, you'll see beginning on page 5, there are just the words that you can follow along with and sing out when it's our turn. And alongside it are some of the English translations. So for those of us who aren't fluent in Spanish, we can also kind of follow along that way if you choose. So if you're reading just starting on page 5, if you're reading just following along with the words, we are not Jose Maria y Coro. So we are the others. We're the ones in bold. We're todos. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead and knock on the door.
En nombre del cielo, oh, si vino posada, pues no puede andar mi esposa amada.
Aquí no es mesón, siga nadie. Esposas María, entre peregrinos.
entre santos peregrinos, peregrinos,
reciban
este regalo, como pan, como nada, os lo doy de corazón. Cantemos con alegría, alegría, todos a considerar que Jesús, José y María nos llenaron hoy en honor.
Thank you to our wonderful Holy Family and to our guitarist and the choir for all of that. We will be, at the end of the service, we will be having a little, some treats in here and some more singing, so please stick around for that. We're actually gonna stop here for announcements, so our own Maria is here to offer our announcements today.
Good morning. Okay. So I have four quick announcements just as reminders. Today at 4 o'clock, we have the Blue Christmas service. It will be held in the church, and we will have music, candle lighting, and then optional healing prayers. If any of you have attended in the past, it's really a beautiful, very prayer-centered service, and you are most welcome to join us. St. Martin's is having its Children's Christmas Pageant on Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock. And so anyone can participate, adults and children, of course. And it's a no-rehearsal pageant. And if you or children already know that you are participating, you're welcome to pick up your costume today after the 10 o'clock service in the church, in the library. Or you can pick it up on the 24th. Between 2:15 and 2:30, okay? So everyone is welcome. Also, today is the last chance to donate to the Christmas Flower Fund in memory of or in thanksgiving for someone. If you would be interested in that, please look at the yellow sheet. It gives you information on how to donate. So, and also, if as you're walking in, you saw there's a table out there with signups. We are asking for signups for the dinners at the Winter Shelter, which is held at Paul's Place, the week of December 28th through January 3rd. And there are plenty of options, whether you wish to cook or purchase some food to take to Paul's Place, or there's also the option of providing microwavable foods. So please do look at the signups and write down your name at an empty slot. We'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. It's good to have vestry members who make themselves known and offer up our announcements. For those who don't know me, I'm Pamela Dolan. I'm the rector here. And I would just draw your attention to the yellow sheet that has many more announcements about things that we have going on, ways you can get involved at this time of year, but really all year. We do things like our weekly food collection, we have hands-on service opportunities, and we have things coming up like, well, today's the last day to do the Christmas flower donations, but after that, you should know about the special Christmas plate offering. We have information in here about some of the outreach grants we're providing this year. So lots of good information in here. If you're not getting our weekly email, please be in touch with the office so that we can send that to you and you can be up to date on what's happening, and hopefully we can get to know you a little bit as well. We didn't have anyone send in celebrations or milestones, but a few people this morning at the 8 o'clock added some birthday announcements. Is there anyone who would like to share? Yes. Which one was which?
Fiona was yesterday and Elizabeth.
Fiona, your lovely dog Fiona had a birthday yesterday, and your other lovely dog Nola has a birthday coming up. Excellent. Yes. Oh, it's George's birthday. Oh, happy birthday. We have a lot of December birthdays. And yes. Boxing Day is your birthday? I was like, Boxing Day, I love Boxing Day. Oh, it's your birthday. Okay, you've got a birthday coming up too. Excellent, excellent. Yes, Nancy.
I always celebrate my grandmother's birthday. She was born in 1895. So a heavenly happy birthday to her.
Heavenly happy birthday. Yes, one more over here. Your great-grandmother's birthday. Oh, that's so exciting. Gabe.
My brother's birthday.
Your brother's birthday. This is great. Yes.
My birthday was on Wednesday.
Your birthday was Wednesday. See, once we start asking. Okay, Laura. Oh, welcome. And we do. This is also a time of year when we have visitors, which is just excellent. Yes. Your birthday was 2 months ago, but you weren't here, so we're happy to wish you a happy birthday. All right, somebody's pointing. Oh, the blue bags. Sorry about that. I see a lot of new faces, or several. If you are new here, there are no strings attached, and we won't ask you to stand up and introduce yourself. But if you raise your hand, there is a blue bag that an usher will bring to you. It has goodies in it. It's a welcome bag. It has our magazine that just came out this month. It has chocolate. So please, please raise your hand so the ushers can find you and offer you a blue bag. Anybody who wants one can have one. If you would turn to page 7 in your bulletin, that's where our celebrations and milestones happen. There's a prayer there that we say together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us proclaim our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
God of the watching, God of the waiting, be present with us.
God of the watching, may the circle of the Advent wreath remind us of your infinite love, which has no beginning or end. Help us to set our minds on things eternal. Lead our Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of the waiting, we pray for all in authority in the Church and in the world. We look forward to the day when the nations of the world walk in the light and your peace is experienced by all. Lord, in your mercy. God of the watching, we pray for the city of Davis and for all of Yolo County, that we may be a community of hope and light in this world. Lord, in your mercy. God of the waiting, we pray for all the people of your Church, that you may strengthen them for the ministry that you have set before them, for bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people, that all of us may heed your call on our lives and be committed to your service. Lord, in your mercy. God of the watching, God of the waiting, we pray for the sick, the friendless, and the needy, that they may experience your healing presence. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for Layla and Dima.
Sarah.
Lord, in your mercy. God of time and eternity, and the source of comfort to all who mourn, we pray for all who have died, especially those we hold in our hearts, and name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of abundance and hope, we are challenged in our worship to set our hearts and minds on the here and now, and to remember and be thankful for all you have given us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hasten, O God, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we who now live by faith may with joy behold your Son at his advent in glorious majesty.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning again. Just a very quick note about communion, especially for those who are newer here. We're going to have two stations, and it doesn't matter, just come up the side of wherever you're sitting. Come up the middle aisle, come to that side, and you will have the same option at both stations. So the priest will hand you communion, and you can either consume it, and then there will be someone there with a chalice of wine, and you can choose to have a sip of wine or not. You can also, if you would prefer, when you're handed a piece of bread, to hold it in your hand, and when you get to the person with the chalice, that's their signal to intinct it, to dip it into the wine, and to hand it back to you. It sounds complicated, but it's really not. basically, you're getting the bread, and then you choose whether to consume it right away and have wine or to have it dipped into the wine. Either one is perfectly acceptable. You can have communion only in one kind if you so prefer. And our communion bread is vegan and gluten-free and homemade, and we do that to make sure that as many people as possible can partake of our communion. It is such a symbol of unity, and we want people to be able to be part of that. So all are welcome to receive communion, whether you've been here in church before or not. Please know you're welcome to come forward. We can also bring it to you if it's hard for you to get up here with all the traffic that will be up here this morning. And I think that's everything. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all each wonderfully different to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us, Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise as you are able for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. May Christ, who gathered into one things earthly and things heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.